on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. It's another Radio Munson, broadcasting from Tucson, Arizona this evening. Got some good news in Tucson this past weekend from New York City, where the Tucson Jazz Institute Ellington Band won the Essentially Ellington competition that is conducted at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Their award presented by Wynton Marsalis. Here they are. The Tucson Jazz Institute's Ellington Band, the winner of the Essentially Ellington Award, that's the top high school jazz band in the nation, at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City this past weekend. And it's the third time in the last 5 years that they've won that prestigious award. It's the cream of the crop of high school instrumental musicians in the Tucson area. Some pretty dedicated kids. Led by Doug Tiedebeck, who did part of his cutting of teeth as a leader after his stint with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra and others as a trombonist. His stint with the then newly organized Heartland Jazz Orchestra in Bloomington, Illinois. Doug Tiedebeck. I mean, he just keeps reloading his Ellington band. And no wonder, because the Tucson Jazz Institute has several other farm team bands, and they're quite good. There's the Basie Band, there's the Kenton Band, and these kids work their way up, eventually, the best of them, to the Ellington Band before they graduate from high school. But there are always some much younger kids as part of that band, some prodigies, some even in junior high school. The Wind Machine, that's a song that Sammy Nestico wrote. Kicks off hour number two of Radio Munson. Here's a little touch of the blues for springtime. from Paris. It's called Agite. It's Nat King Cole with George Shearing's quintet.
Gone and got the blues in Paris. Paris blues called Agite. How can I be blue in Paris? Easy, 'cause you're far away. Can't lose this blues, this Agite. Moment, springtime, Eiffel Tower, funny taxis, kids at play. Paris without you is lonesome, yearning more and more each day. Can't lose this blues, this Agite. If you knew how much I need you, you'd come back to me to stay. Having you with me in Paris really is the only way.
This pianist George Shearing and his great quintet with Nat King Cole doing the vocal. By the time that the Nat recorded that for Capitol Records, he wasn't a washed-up jazz pianist, because he was a pretty good one. But he realized there was more money to be made by doing vocals, and he just turned over the piano playing most often to somebody else. The blues, Agite. Some people call it the Paris blues. I call it Radio Munson here on this Thursday. Glad you're along here this evening. Here's Sarah Vaughan with a band put together by Quincy Jones, who arranged this.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I'll love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend. If that's me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you, love you, love you a lot. Then the
Sarah Vaughan in the mid-1960s. I forget which year exactly. Quincy Jones did the arranging for a Rodgers and Hart song that was published first in 1940, just in time to be a part of the musical Pal Joey. Here on Radio Munson, I'm glad you're aboard this evening. Here's pianist Derek Smith with Milt Hinton on bass and Bobby Rosengarten playing drums. And sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm Happy, Derek Smith with Milt Hinton and drummer Bobby Rosengarten here on GLT on Radio Munson, offering something from the Waltz King, Wayne King, and his orchestra. No kidding. Coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's do something by Slim and Slam. Slim Gaylord, who played piano, played vibes, played guitar, and Slam Stewart, who played bass. Both of them sang a little bit, and Slim wrote a lot of real Hepcat jive lyrics. And this was their big hit in 1938.
Now the name of this song is the Flatfleet Fuji. The Flatfleet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfleet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfleet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint. Flatfleet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfleet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfleet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint. If you're feeling sad and blue, you don't know what to do. If the blues is hanging around your door, just sing this riff and they're bound to go. The Flatfleet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfleet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The Flatfleet Fuji with the Floyd Floyd. The floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint, the floor joint. Bang, 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 bang.
Thank you.
Sounds a little goofus to me, too. That's a song called Goofus, done by Wayne King, who was also known as the Waltz King, back in the days when he was heard regularly on both the CBS and NBC radio networks and broadcasting from the Aragon and Trianon ballrooms in Chicago. Wayne King was born 1901 in Savannah, Illinois, way up there in the northwest corner of the state along the Mississippi River. He was a talented guy and did produce some lovely music. That was one of his specialties. He wrote it, he recorded it, as did a lot of other artists. I remember the Carpenters. The Carpenters, Karen and Richard Carpenter, came out with a vocal version of that song. Must have been sometime during the 1970s. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. Nicky Parrott has a new album out. Nicky Parrott was born in Australia, grew up in Australia, actually, and now has made the jazz scene in the United States. First time Carol and I saw her was at the Iridium Jazz Club in Midtown Manhattan. We were there to see Les Paul, the guitar legend, who had passed his 90th birthday by then. And he introduced to us that night, he'd done this several times, it wasn't the first time he'd done this, but it was the first time he'd done it while we were there. He introduced us to Nicky Parrott, who was playing bass in his very small band there. And she not only played great bass, but she sang a little bit as well. And since then, she's solidified her career as a vocalist and has played bass with many of the vocal artists and instrumental artists of today. Her latest album is called Dear Blossom, a salute to the songs of Blossom Dearie, who recorded a number of songs written by Dave Frischberg, including this one. Frischberg was a hip pianist and composer. He actually just wrote the lyrics to this one. Bob Durrell wrote the music. And it's called I'm Hip.
I'm hip, I'm no square. I'm alert, I'm awake, I'm away. I am always on the scene, making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read Field and Stream magazine. I'm so hip, I dig, I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blog but think I can. Twittering here, Snapchatting there. I'm Facebook friends with the Kardashians. I'm so hip. Not a hipster inside. It's millennial night with the shades on, not me. I'm getting my kicks, digging arty French flicks with my suede on. I'm too much, I'm a guess. I am sitting ahead of the class. When I hang around the bend, snapping my thumbs, digging the drums. Squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vodeo-do. Justin Bieber knows all my friends. I'm so hip. I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now I'm deep into Zen, meditation and macrobiotics. And as soon as I can, I intend to get into narcotics. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I got an OCD dog and he's cute. I get so much out of life. Really I do, scuba-doo-doo. I got an iPhone, not a flip, 'cause I'm hip. It's a trip, I'm just hip. I'm hip. I'm hip.
Nicky Parrott, her new album, Dear Blossom, came out just a week ago. Dave Frischberg wrote that song. Radio Munson here on GLT with Jack Jones.
While swinging through the park one day, in the merry, merry month of May, I was taken by surprise by a crazy pair of eyes. Swinging through the park one day, what a crazy pair of eyes. I never saw a pair that size. Ain't it a kick to see such a chick swinging through the park one day? She had a certain swing and sway that she didn't get from Sammy Kay. She was shaking to and fro all the way from head to toe while I was shouting hips hooray. I never saw such crazy hips. Could have launched a thousand ships. Ain't it a gas this cute little lass was swinging through the park one day. Set to make my play, when suddenly she smiled my way. I was shaking like a leaf, and to make a story brief, we were practically engaged that day. Oh, what a razzle dazzle smile, it had me halfway down the aisle. Ain't it a kick to see such a chick? Ain't she a gas, this cute little lass? Ain't it a ball who'd figure to fall?
That's Jack Jones with Billy May's arrangement here on Radio Munson. We've just slipped past the Ides of May. My golly, where'd the time go? That's Stan Kenton playing piano and a remake of one of his great hits from his album Kenton in Hi-Fi, done in, 1958, featuring Vito Musso's tenor saxophone and Milt Bernhardt on trombone. Stan Kenton's band and their version of Lover, and it was the second time he'd recorded it. This time it was in Capitol Records studios. It was just a wonderful high fidelity recording in the early days of hi-fi. Dan Bagley was the guy who was playing bass at that point, and Mel Lewis was his drummer. I'd mentioned Vito Musso, the tenor saxophonist, and Milt Bernhardt on trombone. Who was the high trumpeter for the Kenton Band? Yeah, you're right. Maynard Ferguson. Who else? Here on Radio Munson. Here's a song in 1947 written by Jimmy Van Heusen, and Johnny Burke wrote the lyrics. Natalie Cole does honors.
Who can say what love is? Does it start in the mind or the heart? When I hear discussions on what love is, everybody speaks a different part. Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance. You fall, and I'm thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache either way, but that if you were mine, I'd never let you go, and that would be but beautiful, yes, beautiful.
Natalie Cole, Rodgers and Hart, here on Radio Munson on Thursday the 18th. I'm glad you're along wherever you are. You know, my email address is don@wglt.org. Here's a song that Van Alexander remembered from his early days of arranging with Chick Webb. He became a great arranger for Chick Webb's band at the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem. Van Alexander lived to be 100 years old. He died just a month or so after his 100th birthday, just a couple of years ago. Here's a song he remembered he did with his own band, called, and I can't for the life of me find out who the vocalist was on this one. It's a song called I Would Do Most Anything for You. Thank you.
the ocean wide. I could cross the great divide. I could do most anything for you. I could take a little trip to Mars, stop there and count the stars. Could do most anything for you. I'd gladly give a fortune just to see you smile when you say you love me every little while. Oh, in my heart there's ecstasy. Long as you got faith in me, I could do most anything for you.
Heading home from that nighttime meeting or a little socializing, or maybe you're the one at home. You'd be so nice to come home to.
Thank you.
so nice to come home to. That's cornetist Warren Bechet with Dan Barrett on trombone. Howard Alden was a guy playing guitar, and John Harkins on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, and the drummer was Chuck Riggs from 1987, 30 years ago. Can that be? 1987, 30 years ago? Wow. It's Radio Munson. I'm here till 9 o'clock tonight. And from that last computation there, I guess that you already know I've been here for a heck of a long time. Here's a New Orleans-based band that belongs to Banu Gibson, the Belle of New Orleans. She sings an old Fats Waller and Andy Razif tune, with Tom Fisher playing reeds and David Bodinghouse on piano.
I've got my fingers crossed, not that I'm superstitious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true. No wonder I'm suspicious. I'm so gay and skies are much too blue. Why, I don't want trouble from old man Trouble. And that goes double on me counter because I'm in love. Yes, I got my fingers crossed. This feeling's so delicious. I'm afraid it's too good to be true.
Banu Gibson from New Orleans with a bunch of New Orleans guys, and they'd done that song plenty of times. Here on Radio Munson on Thursday evening, news update from NPR comes at the top of the hour, whether the hour is 9 o'clock in central Illinois or 7 o'clock here in Tucson, Arizona. That's where we are this evening, broadcasting from just a little ways up Dove Mountain. Here's a song by Michael Bublé.
Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong. Well, maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you.
Nevertheless, I'm
in
love with you.
Now maybe I'll win. And maybe I lose.
Maybe.
Well, maybe I'm in
maybe.
For crying the blues. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I live a life of regret, and maybe I'll give so much more than I get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you. Fire at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I live a life of regret, and maybe I'll give so much more than I get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you.
That was Michael Bublé. Those were the Pupini sisters backing Michael on that old evergreen on Radio Munson. This is Roberta Donay and her Prohibition Mob Band. That's Roberta Donay and her Prohibition Mob Band. Yeah, they've recorded a couple of albums here in the last couple of years. On Radio Munson, we're just about up to 9 o'clock. I figure we ought to get everybody out on the dance floor one more time. It's a virtual dance floor, unless you do roll up the rug yourself in your place. It's Tommy Dorsey and his trombone and his band, with the muted trumpet of Charlie Shavers, Joe Bushkin playing piano, and I'm in the Mood for Love. Yes, a little dip there at the end. Tommy Dorsey's band, and I'm in the Mood for Love. That was Tommy's trombone, and Charlie Shavers playing that muted trumpet here on Radio Munson. Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, it's time to call it a night here on Radio Munson, with an NPR News update coming at the top of the hour, and then evening jazz keeping cooking here on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. We're going to close tonight with an arrangement Ray Conniff did for the Artie Shaw Band. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you next week.